Some breaking news this afternoon. Multiple media outlets are reporting that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is delaying a vote to move forward on the Senate health care bill until after the July 4th recess. Republicans had wanted to have a vote this week. And joining us now is NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, we're waiting for Mitch McConnell to come out and talk about this, but what do we know at this point?
Jeremy, the Republican senators are just wrapping up their regular Tuesday lunch up on Capitol Hill. That's a closed-door affair, but it must have been an interesting session. We know that after the congressional forecasters came out last night with their prediction that the Senate health care bill would leave 22 million more Americans without health insurance by 2026, there was considerable opposition. We had Susan Collins, a Maine senator, saying she was a definite no vote. There were other senators on the right who were saying they were no votes. Mitch McConnell did not have the votes to pass this bill this week. So what he's decided to do now is retreat. But this is a strategic retreat, not a surrender. What he's hoping is to regroup, maybe tweak the bill and come back after the 4th of July and maybe achieve a different result.
Wasn't there a fear, though, that by delaying this vote until after the 4th of July recess, that members would go back to their districts or back to their states in this case and get an earful from constituents and it would be even harder to pass something after the recess?
Absolutely. That is why the Senate Majority Leader wanted to move this with some urgency. There was a feeling that the bill did not age well, that the longer it stayed out there and the more people had a chance to poke it and prod it and think about it, what effect it would have, the less they would like it. That is what has happened to the House version of the bill. But in this case, now the senators, what they may be able to do is go back to their home states and say, we're still working on this bill. The bill that went out last week is not the final product. We're going to make some changes. Whether their constituents are satisfied with that remains to be seen. The real challenge for Senate Republicans here is that there's a tug of war within the GOP. You have moderate senators like Susan Collins who are really concerned about not taking health care coverage away from the residents in their state. Then you have conservative Republicans like Rand Paul who didn't feel that this Senate bill went far enough in unwinding the Affordable Care Act. It's very difficult to try to satisfy both ends of that GOP spectrum.
And both ends of that GOP spectrum are going to be potentially at the White House later today. We learned moments ago that President Trump has invited all Senate Republicans to the White House in a couple of hours for a big meeting about this bill.
That's right. And, you know, it doesn't sound like that's necessarily going to be an arm-twisting session because there's too much time. It's not like they're pushing them to take a yes vote this week. There's going to be time and there's going to be changes to the bill perhaps. But it is certainly a chance for the president and others at the White House to remind Republican senators that repealing the Affordable Care Act is something that they have campaigned on now for 7 years and that this is not a project that they can afford to walk away from without really alienating the core GOP base. A lot of independents, a lot of Democrats don't like this bill, but there are core Republicans who are determined to see the Affordable Care Act repealed and replaced. And I think the message from the White House will be, if we need more time, let's take more time, but we can't walk away from this project.
Well, in fact, House Speaker Paul Ryan echoed some of the things you just said this morning. He said he was confident about GOP efforts to do away with Obamacare.
I would not bet against Mitch McConnell. He is very, very good at getting things done through the Senate, even with this razor-thin majority. I have every expectation that the Senate, I don't know what day, but I have every expectation the Senate will move this bill, and I assume this bill will have changes. You know why? Because we all made promises we would do that. Every Republican senator campaigned on repealing and replacing this law.
Scott, if they aren't able to get this bill through, do you see any way that Republicans and Democrats would get together to fix some of the things that are wrong with the Affordable Care Act that they both agree are wrong with it?
I mean, that's a good question because, you know, the president and really the Republicans on Capitol Hill have not been so much defending this bill as attacking Obamacare. They've tried to build urgency for passage of this repeal and replace measure by saying Obamacare is failing. The Congressional Budget Office disputed that in its report. They said, look, Obamacare, the individual insurance market, will continue to be stable for most of the country. And to the extent that insurers are leaving that market, part of the blame lies with the Trump administration for threatening to take away cost-sharing subsidies or not doing enough to enforce the individual mandate. So to the extent that the Obamacare system is in trouble, it's partly because it's being sabotaged by Republicans. There are certainly steps that lawmakers could take to shore up the Affordable Care Act, to shore up the individual market there. They could have a more generous subsidies to get more people into the insurance market. They could tweak the ratio of what young people and old people pay to make it a more attractive proposition for young people. They could beef up the individual mandate so people would have more of an incentive to buy insurance, and that would improve the risk pool. All of those things are steps that, you know, the sort of technocrats, the policy wonks have recommended. But getting them through politically, that's another question. I'm not sure there's any appetite among a lot of Republicans and a lot of Democrats to take the kind of steps that would be needed to shore up the Affordable Care Act.
Again, if you're just tuning in, we're just learning this afternoon that the majority leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, according to multiple media outlets, is delaying the vote to move forward on the Senate health care bill until after the July 4th recess. Scott Horsley, NPR White House correspondent, just quickly, when will the vote happen?
After the July 4th recess, you heard Paul Ryan, the House Speaker, say, don't count Mitch right. McConnell out, but I can't predict what day it's going to be. What we can say is it's not going to be a day this week.
Scott, thank you.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.